morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, December 3rd, 2018. We have 21 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. So I imagine we have a bunch of ships in the anchorage. I imagine they're probably kind of happy to be in off the water right now because it's going to be kind of chilly out there. I was calculating some wind chill factor stuff, which I'll talk with you about in a minute. But excuse me, it's getting cold out there, and boy, it just feels really cold. I mean, if you've ever been on a boat much, you know that once you get offshore, it's just colder on the water, and especially around here. You can be standing on the waterfront here and need a sweater and get on a boat and go out and toward the middle of the channel there right offshore and need a heavy coat. So it is a different animal out there on the water. So we have 21 vessels. We're going to be talking about those in just a minute. In our marine weather forecast, it's the same kind of clear but cold forecast is happening. A little bit about conditions on the Columbia River bar at the mouth of the river. We have seas in the main channel where the big ships come in, 4 to 5 feet through Tuesday afternoon. We have ebbs happening around 2 p.m., 2 a.m., maybe 3 p.m. tomorrow. About every 12 hours, there's that very tempestuous, potentially very tempestuous period on the bar called the max ebb period. And so we're going to have seas to 8 feet with breaking waves possible there during some of those times. And overall, in the marine weather forecast, we have east winds 10 to 15 knots gusting to 20 knots later in the afternoon. Wind waves from the east 3 feet high at about 4 seconds apart. Northwest swells 5 feet at 12 seconds. And I figured out that the wind chill factor with the temperature as it is right now and the predicted winds, the gusting winds, 26 degrees out there, even colder. As the wind ramps up and the temperature drops, it just can get really cold out there, feeling really cold. And today we're going to start a series on the Fort Vancouver Seafarer Center, which is at the Port of Vancouver. I went there yesterday and interviewed the executive director, Kent Williams, all about this amazing organization that has been there for over half a century, providing comfort to seafarers who are away from home. And it's one of various centers like this there are in ports all around the United States and in the world, but this one is an exceptionally lovely one, and I got to go there yesterday, so I'll talk to you about that in a little bit. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 9 inbounders, 8 in the Astoria Anchorage, 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the White Coral. She probably passed Astoria around 7:30 this morning on her way from Vancouver, B.C. to Longview. She is a wheat ship. She's a dry bulk carrier. She'll be anchoring off Longview, but eventually picking up wheat. The Betula Arrow is arriving from China. She's headed for the anchorage off Vancouver, Washington. She'll pass Astoria, probably already did, around 7:30, 8 o'clock, but she is headed to the Port of Portland ultimately to pick up soda ash. She's going to wait in the Vancouver anchorage there on the Columbia River for a bit and then head over to the Port of Portland when they have room for her at a berth, I imagine. The Boracay Island is arriving from Mexico. She's headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be there by about 10:30 this morning. She's a wheat ship, but she's going to wait in the anchorage for a bit. The Achilles is a bulker arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She's a wheat ship also. She'll be there probably before noon. She'll be there until about 2 o'clock this afternoon when she'll head upriver to Longview to pick up wheat. And what happens to those ships when they sit in the anchorage is generally they are boarded by various inspectors. Could be people from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, ship's agents. The Coast Guard has probably already boarded the ship out at sea, but they can do inspections as well at anchor. And so there's a lot that could potentially go on in those anchorages. And you'll see, in addition to the pilot boat that is running alongside the ship, when they're anchored, you'll see a launch going back and forth, a smaller boat that brings people who need to get on the ship and help them. Because these are all foreign flag vessels, vast majority, and they need to complete a lot of procedures before they can just come into a U.S. port. The African Arrow is arriving from China. She's headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She's a wheat ship. She'll be passing Astoria maybe, or kind of gliding to a stop in the anchorage by about 2 p.m. The articulated tug and barge, the Vision, is arriving from Anacortes. She's headed for Portland, refined petroleum there. The Dream Star is arriving from China. She's headed for the Astoria Anchorage, but she also is a wheat ship, ultimately. The Indiana Highway is arriving from Japan. She has Toyotas on board. She's headed for the port of Portland. She'll pass that story maybe around midnight, so that would put her in Portland by maybe 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. The Columbia Highway is arriving from Richmond. She's headed for the port of Portland with Hondas on board, so she may leave with Fords on board, headed for Asia. In the Astoria Anchorage, I've already talked about the Achilles and the African Arrow. We have some ships awaiting orders there, the Ionic Clios, the Belmar, the Vigorous, the Amstel Tiger, the New Everest, and the Pinnacle Bliss. They're all awaiting orders there, which means that really it's the pilots who are awaiting the orders to take them upriver. And so when ships are waiting there, as I said, they undergo various inspections. They use the time to rest up a little bit, to do maintenance that they can't necessarily do at sea when the ship is moving or operating. And they are probably waiting for either a berth to open up or to complete certain inspections before they can be allowed to go to the dock. In our outbounders, the Spirit of Sea Trek is leaving Vancouver. Not sure what's on board there. My best guess would be wheat. Leaving around maybe a little after midnight, she could have passed Astoria outbound already. The Ken Shin leaving Kalama today at about probably in the evening. About maybe, 5:30 she's going to be leaving. So if you give her about 5 hours, she will be leaving Kalama with wheat on board. 5 hours or so, she'll pass Astoria outbound. The Arietta is leaving Portland. I think she could have brought in ingredients for fertilizer, so it could be urea, something like that, leaving at about 7 p.m. outbound. So maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, passing Astoria outbound. And the Leon Etker is a ship that just took forever to get here. She was arriving last week, and her time kept getting put off for various reasons that I'm not quite sure about, but I can guess that, you know, these are not like buses and trains that run on a schedule. Ships get delayed for various reasons. But she finally got here. She loaded soda ash, and she is now heading downriver and out to sea, leaving by about 10 p.m., passing Astoria outbound, maybe about 4 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. It's going to be chilly for those folks heading out to sea in the wee hours. Well, I did something very fun yesterday. I went to the Port of Vancouver, to the Fort Vancouver Seafarers Center. And they had invited me to come and give a talk to their volunteers. They were having a Christmas party. And I went there and talked about the ship report and about stuff. These are all volunteers who work with mariners who get off the ships. And so it was really a different sort of audience of people who are fairly familiar with the maritime the maritime environment and the maritime industry a little bit. And so this is a very cool organization. It's a nonprofit. And I interviewed the executive director. And I'll be sharing that with you on the ship report this week. But so this place has been around for over a decade. It's in a little sort of a very appealing looking house, sort of looks almost like a house there, like a residential home on the premises of the Port of Vancouver, where big ships come and go. So it's a big industrial area with cranes and towers and things. And there is this lovely homey place that is designed to be just that, a place where mariners can get off a ship from countries all around the world. They can, with an escort from these folks here, they can legally get off the ships and go into this center and just get off the ship, relax, read, send money home to family, do all sorts of things that mariners can't do when they're on a ship. And they also can take them shopping. So they have vans that say Port of Vancouver Seafarer Center, and they can take them into, say, to a shopping center, go to Target, and make so they can get back to living a little bit of normal life while they're here in port. And so this center is so valuable because of the laws now that we have that mariners cannot just get off the ships. So people are arriving here, and they are pretty much captive on these vessels if it weren't for people like the people at the Vancouver Seafarers Center. So I'm going to be talking this week on the Ship Report about that. You'll hear from Kent Williams tomorrow. But what an amazing place. It was just a lovely, homey place. Probably provides a lot of cheer to people who are far from home. You've been listening to the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.